Hello,
It's what they're still happening.
it's spring cleaning, ladies and gentlemen. April 15th is upon us, and apparently April 15th is the day of spring cleaning because my God,
And it hasn't stopped.
we've had some releases today. You cannot blink because it's
We cannot leave this out because
thing you know, we're gonna get this. And the names we got a lot of names, and some names were definitely they made sense when you thought about it, but when you looked at it, you were like, oh. Two of which I'm not gonna say I'm gonna really miss, especially one of those two. But they have a
I mean,
fan.
let's just get to it. Who all have been released so
Samoa
far?
Joe, Mickie James,
That's the big one.
Billy Kay, Kate Royce, Tucker Knight, just recently now, Mojo Rawley,
Chelsea
Chelsea
Green,
Green,
Kalisto, Wesley Blake, and Bo Dallas so far.
that is a big list of names.
Well, I
Not
mean,
big names, but like names that people know, names that people like have some kind of name recognition in wrestling and have been there for a while, like such as Bo Dallas. Like we know, like his journey was definitely like what could have been with him, what could have been with Kalisto, what could like there's a lot of guys like that where it's like they didn't do much, but like it looked like at one point they could be doing something or they could have been something.
well, I mean, you could say that for practically everyone in the company, but let's start with the biggest one, Samoa Joe.
Okay, that's like the bit, like that's of all the people, I mean, other than one other one, like there's a gap between these, and Samoa Joe's definitely like the biggest one because I mean, we're talking like a main event talent that's like a main event worthy talent that we've had for years since his days in TNA, he's like in ROH, every like all the shit he's done, like he is. And then when he came to WWE, like even though he never won the world title, he has had some really great feuds. He's done great stuff. In NXT, he was kicking ass. And him on commentary is freaking gold. So like I'm gonna miss him. Like by far, we know what legend Samoa Joe is in the wrestling industry as a whole. And speaking of legends, the other legend involved would be Mickie James.
I mean, let me talk about Samoa Joe before we just get to Mickey. It's like, he is a incredible talent from his
Amazing.
promos, his in-ring work, his
Everything.
intensity, the way he, like, everything about him is
Everything.
great.
He's
And it's
freaking incredible. Always has been.
Dirty could have used him better. Dirty could have done a lot more with him, but everyone's like, how?
There's one big factor involved, and that is injuries.
Yes, okay. It's injuries with him getting concussed so many times. And you could bring up Daniel Bryan, Edge, Mark Henry, like every other star that
How
gets injured.
much, and we
Wow,
know how
let
much
me
it took for
finish.
them to get cleared. We know how long it took Edge to get
Yes,
cleared.
Dirty did not want to clear Edge or
Edge,
Daniel Bryan until
10, 11
before.
years? Or 9 years? 9 years.
They did not want to clear Edge for the longest fucking time until he was sniffing the AEW conversation. And then Daniel Bryan did not want to clear him until he wanted to fucking leave.
Oh, it's. And then there are some people where
And
they
then
just don't care, like Paige.
they just don't want to clear and take that risk of having someone get injured all over again, and it falls back on them.
Exactly.
So it's like, dirty as it is, they're not going to trust you with a push if you automatically getting injured a couple months or a year or two into your run. Like, look at Finn Balor. Look at Samoa Joe. Look at Sasha Banks for the longest time while she was like on the main roster and she was getting hurt against Charlotte.
Until like right around now.
Mustafa Ali, if you get
Oh,
injured while you're on the cusp of a
Naomi.
fucking push, like if you're getting injured while you're on the cusp of a fucking push, and they're about to push you, they're not going to trust you. It's going to take you a while for them to, like, for them to get behind you all over again.
It's like, I mean, Naomi got her run, but after that, like, they didn't trust her again after that, like, that one run.
That's just how it is. And it's like, also, people forget that, you know, Samoa Joe, he came up around the same time while he had the likes of Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, Daniel Bryan, who later on gets the world title, mm-hmm. Shinsuke Nakamura, which people are like wanting him to win. Jinder Mahal, who gets the title. Like, there are so many guys who are in the main event scene who fans want to get the title, who are getting the title, who are getting long reigns, like Brock Lesnar and Jinder, and then AJ. It's right. Like, Samoa Joe, he was the only way he was only going to get the title is if it was a short term run. Okay, it was going to be short.
Then that would have been against AJ, probably.
Yes, that's the only way. But the only reason why they didn't give it to him because they were giving it to Bryan
or the one against Lesnar. But yeah, they were giving that to Roman, right?
But Lesnar was probably going to beat him so Roman can get it off Lesnar in the end. Samoa Joe, at the end of the day, if he got the world title, it would have been short-term, and y'all would have complained about that. Don't say you wouldn't, because you would. Because nobody likes a short damn title reign for their face.
Mm-hmm. Look at Sasha Banks.
So it's like, I understand with him and why they did not give him everything that we all hoped that he would have, because he's a great, phenomenal talent, but you got to be realistic when it comes to his situation. And he's probably one of those that was trying for the longest time to get clear. And Dirty did not want to do that, especially with the case of him getting, like, he was getting concussed like early last year.
Exactly.
People forget that. He was getting concussed around WrestleMania time while he was in that storyline with Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins. He got concussed, he got suspended, and, you know, I mean, I'm not holding that against him, but that's what happens. He keeps getting hurt within a 2-year span while they're pushing.
It's the whole Kenta Hideo Itami thing.
Yeah, again, like, they're not gonna trust you with a push to the main event scene if you keep getting hurt. It's different from the likes of John Cena, mm-hmm. because John Cena, at that point, he's already up there. Like, they put all into him.
And he, in a sense, delivered, kind of.
Yeah, like, he's the face of the company. They're not going to take it away from him. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take the push away from him. He's John Cena.
That's how it is.
Like, I'm sorry for Samoa Joe that it didn't work out, but all I can do is just hope.
Mm-hmm. That's all we can do. Because, like, I freaking loved him on commentary. But I knew he didn't want to do commentary for the rest of his life, the rest of his career. So it's like, yeah, it's the Randy Savage 1994 thing. It's like, let me wrestle or let me go.
But just all you gotta do is just hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. Joe does not seem bothered by it, to say the least.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing but, you know, class on this part, like, just as it, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, oh, they didn't waste Samoa Joe, like, and with that, there were certain opportunities where it could have happened, but, like, again, you know, is what it is. There's a lot of talent in that company.
Like, okay, and then we get to the, of course, the big two, like, the other two, which is, like, the Iconics.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to do them before Mickie James?
Yeah, I want to get to them too because, like, I'm about to get petty with this one.
You know,
like, you know, people, like, everyone was crying on my timeline about Billy getting released, and I'm like,
I get it with her, but with Peyton,
No, I don't get it with her because, like, you know, she's funny and all that, but then when the bell rings, it ruins it all for me. Like, yeah. Y'all just saw how she was at fucking WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just saw it. Y'all saw how she was when she was in the ring with Bianca. You see it and every time she's in the fucking ring. Like, she can, she got personality. She could be a star, but when the minute they put her in the fucking ring, it ruins it all for me.
It does.
It ruins it.
Especially when she's out here painting.
I don't care if she cracked. I don't care if she got the same joke 10,000 times and it's funny. I don't care.
Like, don't put her in that ring.
Y'all acting like the division is going to suffer just because Billy Kay got fucking released. They'll be fine. They got multiple women down there in NXT that they could call up by tomorrow, and the division would be way better off. They got Becky Lynch, who is training right now for a comeback. They got Bianca Belair as champion. I mean, let's get to Peyton Royce, too. I don't feel sorry for that bitch. Yes, I'm a root for the fact that she got her job released. Maybe she can go to AEW or Stardom or any other promotion and show her, quote unquote, 10 years of wasted potential. What was the quote that haunts her?
Like a ghost, spooky ghost.
Well, I guess Vince heard that promo. He's like, okay, we're going to cut the legs after.
She's like, let me go. And Vince said, yep.
Woo! Like, and it's just funny. People are like, why they let go? Why they split up their account? Either as a team or against each other. Or as single stars, the Iconics were going no fucking where in this company. Let's be fucking clear. They were going no fucking where in this company. Because one lacks the in-ring ability to go as a fucking star. And the other one lacks the personality and character work to go as a fucking star. They couldn't even be as a big deal of a team, as even being a successful team. Because Dirty, at the end of the fucking day, Dirty does not care about this real team bullshit that y'all claim that Iconics are. They don't care. If you actually pay attention to wrestling history, the most, like, put together teams at the last fucking minute and let you think that won't click are the most successful teams within this company, within the wrestling business. If you think about it, Lay Cool, Edge and Christian,
Rock and Sock,
The New Day.
I mean, Edge and Christian weren't thrown together, but like
they did not debut as a team because they and fans act like the Iconics right. They debut as a team. That means that they should be getting multiple title reigns and all this other shit. No, it's about, are you entertaining? Or do you
have chemistry?
Do you have tag team chemistry in the ring? Or, like, do they have anything better than Bayshia or Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross or Naomi Lana or any other tag team that Dirty throws together, but yet they're outdoing the Iconics? No, they don't.
At the end of the day,
they are a joke. They were a joke. Vince saw them as a joke. Triple H saw them as a joke. The whole company saw them as a joke. Booked them like shit and gave them a weak ass tag title run, and they couldn't even make anything out that tag title run because that in ring ability sucks.
Mm.
They were going nowhere because they were being jobbed out by Charlotte, Becky, Bayshia, Asuka, and every other woman they faced. And it's not like they had any form of a great performance either. They had no impact beyond, oh, that's so funny. Yeah, they're a joke. That's all they are. They're just pretty white women that you care about. That's it. Pretty white women that can crack a mediocre ass joke. Because I can actually laugh at some jokes. I mean, I can laugh at Bailey. I can laugh at Sasha. I can laugh at Bianca and every other woman that cracks jokes. Or every other. I can actually laugh at comedians. I laugh at Dave Chappelle. I laugh at anyone that can. But I don't laugh at the Iconics beyond them getting released and having that mediocre ass tag title reign that was the worst tag title reign within the women's tag team history. I don't feel bad for them. And they're not going to mean anything if they go to AEW or start. Because, like, you think they can hang in AEW? You think they can hang in
MMA? You think they can hang with Thunder Rosa and Hikaru Shida and Britt Baker?
No. I saw their work before they got to Dirty. I saw their work when they were on the Indies and it was mediocre at best. Mediocre at fucking best. Not y'all love to claim that they were being held the fuck back. Now it's like, where? Because I see talents that actually be held the fuck back, but they're great regardless.
Like Bailey,
like Naomi, like Bianca, like Sasha, like Bailey, like Asuka, like Becky.
Mm-hmm.
They were held the fuck back, but we know that they're fucking great in the ring in terms of sports entertainment. The Iconics are not that. And y'all need to stop lying.
Yeah.
Maybe Billy has something to go to the next level, but her in-ring ruined that.
Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going which one entertains me more, it's obviously Billy, by far.
It's honestly Billy. But I'm not going to shed tears over her because she, I'm sorry, sucks.
I'm sorry, after that Mania match with her and Naomi and all that shit, I can't.
And I'm sorry. It's just
I know
like,
it's not her fault that she beat Naomi.
We're in the era of women's wrestling, and I want to also see great women's wrestling. And when you got the likes of Io Shirai and Mercedes Martinez and all those girls in NXT, and you got Bianca, and you got Sasha, you got Bayley, and you've been in this business for 10 fucking years, but yet neither one of them are that fucking good in the ring, why in the fuck should I give a fuck? We got better talent here. Better entertainers here. Better mic workers here. Better performers here. And I'm supposed to cry or feel bad for the Iconics, especially one that's fucking racist as it is. No.
Happy.
That, you know, it's like, no, I'm not going to feel bad for a fucking racist. She'll be with her husband. She'll be standing by. I mean, she ain't going to get pushed because, like, you look over there at AEW, you got Jay motherfucking Carter.
Oh, yeah, no.
You got Thunder Rosa.
If she got eaten up by Jay, it would be over.
I mean, you got fucking Chris Statlander who's back. You got Sheeta. You got
Thunder Rosa.
Yes, I said Thunder Rosa. You got Tanya Conti. You got Nala Rose. You got Big Swole. You got so many more women that are more.
Isn't that crazy how Tanera Conti has already overshadowed both the Iconics? Like, it's already better than both the Iconics.
Well, yeah, because right. She gets it.
But she's gotten it since going to AEW.
The Iconics had so much support from, you know, Sasha and Bayley, and they can only ride off of that for so fucking long. Mm-hmm. Because they get support from fans and from the company, that ain't not gonna mean shit any fucking end if they're not actually talented.
Hell is.
And I need y'all to realize that. You know who's actually is talented and should have been booked better when she
came back to
the fucking company?
What? Naomi.
What?
No, her. That's who it should be.
Yes, Naomi.
That's why I was saying Naomi.
And also Mickie James.
Yes.
Those are two women I actually feel bad for because they get booked like shit. But meanwhile, they actually are great performers. They actually are veterans. They actually, you know, been consistently in some form, especially Naomi, like always fucking delivering. Always having the fans on pulse of what the fuck she's about to do next, but yet the company continues to waste her.
Exactly.
Mickie James. Who comes back and has all this, what's the word? All this people wanting to, like, people are behind her.
Yeah. We've been behind her.
But they waste her.
Constantly.
But, you know, they waste her with the Alexa storyline. They waste her when it, like, they just... And it's just upsetting, and especially her last one when she came back after that long injury of being out, and it's like she comes back on Raw, she feuds with Natty and Lana, and then she loses to them, and then. You know, she feuds with Asuka, but the match with Asuka was just mediocre at best. And it's like, and then she gets injured. I don't know. Like, that whole situation with her, it's like, I'm not even the biggest Mickie James fan. And, you know, but it's like, how can you waste her? But yet you decide to give male legends like Jeff Hardy another chance. And you give... like other male talents who not even on her fucking level, anywhere close to her fucking level, another chance. Because of age, apparently, and because she's a woman. Like, Dirty has this problem not respecting the female legends, not respecting the women's legends if they're not Trish or at least Lita to some extent, if they're not Belle Phoenix or I guess Michelle McCool. They have a huge issue of not giving the women's legends the proper respect. I mean, they're just now, like the last couple of years, giving it to Molly Holly. And that's a huge issue. Like, they need to give Jazz a fucking flowers, Alicia Fox, but yet they won't, because they have this thing of always wanting to bring back the male old stars, the old nostalgia male stars, like the like Goldberg and every other wrinkled up Dick and Tom in the fucking company. But yet they won't book women's veterans better in this company that can still go, that can actually perform with the newer talent, that can actually, you know, get the newer talent to the next fucking level, or like have them be trainers, or have them be on creative, or all that stuff. They won't use them. They won't use them, but yet they let, and it's like, why? Why? Like, Mickey James could have did so much more to help these newer girls get to the next level. Could have been working with Sasha and Bayley and like title programs. Could have been working in the women's tag team title scene or something like that. Could have just, you know, feuding with anyone that you would have loved to see, even if she lose, it would have been a lot helpful. But no, they keep booking Lacey Evans, and they keep booking like Peyton, like all these other mediocre girls. But yet you won't, if you're gonna book these mediocre girls, let them work with Mickey James too, because she could do a lot for them. I mean, they was doing that with her only for the Alexa Bliss story, it seemed like.
And then just threw it away like it was nothing afterwards.
Yeah, like there are some things Mickey did accomplish, like being, like, you know, the Alexa Bliss stuff, being on Evolution, the women's Elimination Chamber. Like, she did accomplish some things, but for the most part, her run was erased.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually, like, again, I'm a hope she goes somewhere that will appreciate her, like, you know, NWA or Mission Pro Wrestling, or because, you know, Mickey James, she's a phenomenal talent. Like,
Yeah. Say
what you will about her, but she is a phenomenal talent. She's a legend. She has done, she is very influential. Many people do want to work with her. Many companies are going to want to work with her and have a, like,
Just her brain, her mind for the business. They want, like, a veteran like that to just, you know, like, teach the young girls, like, how to do it.
Yes.
You know, because there is someone to, like, look up to as far as, like, you want to be great. Like, Mickey is one of them. Like whether, I mean, as a person or, like, I mean, other than, like, some questionable tweets she's done, like, during the whole election shit, like, I have no reason to hate Mickey James. She's, like,
I didn't grow up on her.
I did.
All that much.
maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I did grow up on her.
Yeah, like I said before, I never grew up on her. So it's like I can't immediately be like, oh my God, I'm just, you know, and all that stuff like everyone else is. Right. But, you know, I see what, like, she's very valuable, and she's a legend, and she's a veteran. She can help the new girls, like right, get to the next level and still put on great performances. She can do that.
Oh, is that good?
She has so much passion.
Right. She did it with Asuka, like you can say, until the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw how many people, like, including us, wanted to see, like, a rematch between Asuka and Mickey, because, like,
wanted to see more out of Mickey, like, you know, her going next level and turning heel and getting revenge on Asuka and them taking that feud to the next fucking level. But yet she got hurt. Apparently.
Yeah.
Or, like, someone knows. They never brought her back beyond the Rumble.
Right.
But regardless, I'm going to wish her all the best and all that stuff.
Right.
I guess Mojo Rawley's one. I don't care. I bet not see no tweets saying how Mojo Rawley should have been world champion or some shit. I bet not see no. I'm a big,
Wesley Blake should have been universal champion.
Should have been IC champion or some shit. With
the Forgotten Blake, Sons were wasted.
With Wesley Blake and the other one, all I could say is that he should have whooped what's his name ass that's on Raw.
Riker.
That's stinking it up. Yeah, that one,
the Trump. Yeah.
They should have whooped his ass, because he's the reason why they got taken off TV last year.
Yeah.
4 months on end, and then, you know, they.
How shitty do you have to be to have heat with the New Day? Honestly.
Trump supporters, like, major Trump support. It's one thing you're a Trump supporter, but then you're a major Trump supporter.
Like, I am loud and proud about it.
To the point that wrestlers are dunking on you and like everyone else, and it's like,
I hope Raquel's not next.
But they love Raquel.
Yeah, everyone loves Raquel.
Like that's
the thing. Like, when Raquel won the title, like, the amount of talent that we're praising her on Twitter.
I think the timing of it all, when it came to what's his name sending out that tweet while it was like Trump, like, continuing to do all the fuck shit. And like, Trump was saying some sort of speech beforehand, some sort of speech that like got everyone upset, rightfully so.
Right.
I forgot what he said, but it was some shit. And then Vika said it. He said his tweet, like, praising Trump and all that shit, and then everyone came down on him. Rightfully so, because fuck him.
Raquel's never been, like, that bad at the timing, I guess.
She just, you know, she claps it up, and, like, she had a couple tweets about it and posts about it, but it's like...
Uh-huh.
She is just...
He's not as loud about it, I guess.
Yes, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Or people just think she's just so talented and so great, and they're just like...
That too, and they've seen her struggle, and like, compare that to, I guess, Rika, who's not even talented or something. I don't know. I don't want to compare it, because like, at the end of the day, they're both Trump supporters, and they're both shitty in their own ways, but it's like... They should have whooped his ass. They should have, because he's the reason why they're... And then he's still on TV. He's still on Monday Night Raw.
Meanwhile, so they're doing nothing. It's bullshit.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I care about Wesley Blake, because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I did not see any talents within him. I didn't see much of it. Like, I'm not going to be fake with the shit. Like, y'all need to stop being fake with the shit. Like, just admit who you care about out these lists about who you see as talented or not and who you think they're erased. Not, don't say you think they wasted all of them. Cause
no, no, don't say, don't say, Tuck, don't do a hashtag Tucker Knight deserves better.
Y'all knew it was the end of the world. Y'all knew it was done with Tucker when he took that one L after he turned heel. No one saw Tucker as a star.
Wasn't it like a 2 minute loss to Ricochet or something? Wasn't it like a 2 minute loss to Ricochet?
I think it is. It's something on those lines.
Yeah. It wasn't happening.
Oh. It was over for him. It was over for him. I think what people need to understand is that the wrestling companies are going to waste stars. Does it make it right? No, but they are going to waste stars. Some stars aren't going to get, not everyone's going to get good booking or decent booking or great booking. Some of them are going to get wasted. Some of them are going to get put in catering. Some of them are going to get booked like shit. That's how it is. It's a hierarchy in the wrestling business.
It always has.
Some of them are going to get benched. It doesn't make it okay, and it doesn't make it right. But some of these stars that are getting released right now, like the Mojo Rawley.
Right.
Like, he's not he wasn't moving the inch in Dirty E.
No. Nothing.
No one was clamoring to watch Monday Night Raw for a Mojo Rawley match. He wasn't boosting viewers.
We're not gonna get a best of Mojo Rawley. Asia, I need this question answered. Are we not gonna get the best of Mojo Rawley 3-disc DVD set?
Baby, we'll be lucky to even get him on Jericho's podcast or Renee's podcast.
Renee, I see Renee do it.
And that's sad for her.
Well, damn. She just loves everyone, okay?
Who's that low on the bar to want to be like, let's interview
Maybe they just like him as a person. I don't know.
But who likes him as a
person? I don't know. I don't think he's that shitty. I've never heard anything about him being shitty.
He seems so fucking annoying. That he's that person that's so annoying that keeps driving you up.
I mean, that's like, his. I mean, that was his character and everything. I mean, yeah, I can see that. But
damn. No.
He just hate it.
He probably gonna go to Impact anyways and be with Zack Ryder and the other one, and there could be a 3-person team that no one gives a fuck about.
Jesus, savage mode today.
I'm keeping it a buck. I'm not going to cry for all these fucking wrestlers that got released, because at the end of the day, they got more motherfucking money than me. They're going to get a job regardless. Like, number one, that's off the cuff. Like, they're rich. They made money. They got money from this man. They were sitting on their ass getting money from fucking this man. At the end of the fucking day, that they already got that. Yes, they weren't being used, but they got money. They got money. They're going to more likely get AEW or Stardom or any other fucking company booking them. So they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to cry tears over that.
No sense to. This is
I don't want to start that. Yeah. No, because it's just
it's a hypocrisy to the full success.
Yeah, like
I just hate that he has his fucking position back. Like, did they not learn?
What you mean they did they not like?
They don't care. It's like hey, he's got a job for life. Yeah.
They would not. They. Unless, I just don't know. I don't know, but I just, some of these wrestlers, I hope they get over this. I hope they get over this.
I think Joe will easily get over it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he also seems like a guy who he's probably made enough money in his life to fucking retire now. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Like he's probably made enough money to be good. I'm going to get my steak out real quick. But yeah.
Yeah, so overall, like, I do not, Chelsea Green, I guess, you know, she, I mean, it seemed like they were about to have a return. She got cleared a while back after the Rumble, it seemed like she was ready to go, but I guess, no, they wanted to just release her, so it's like, it's just weird with her run, because, like, in NXT, she came, like, she got injured, but then she came back a couple months later. They seem like they're ready to push her, but then she gets caught up.
Oh, yeah, Chelsea Green.
But yeah, she gets injured around Survivor Series time. And then, you know, she was off TV for the longest time because she was injured. And then they cleared her, and then nothing.
Yeah. And just, like, ooh. Like she yeah. only, she's had two appearances, right? The match against Charlotte. And then that, like, yes. Sneak peek of her backstage, like, on SmackDown that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nothing. Oh, and that one match. Oh, yeah. I mean, she'll probably, you know, I mean, she seems like the type of, she'll go to AEW right away. They'll probably pick her up. Yeah. I know she got a lot of friends down there, so. Man, yeah, who knows? We'll see. And I guess Zack Ryder did some kind of weird tweet. I don't know because I'm blocked.
Maria did some, like, many people.
Yeah, like, something about her going to Ring of Honor.
It was Maria, and then people want to make this about CM Punk because, of course, it got to be related back to CM Punk. Like, y'all got to relate it back to that quote-unquote martyr.
Hey, I mean, I don't like how you going because I know the clip people are talking about. The fact that CM Punk just name dropped all those people, I wonder if they even appreciated like him just name dropping them. Like, oh, you fired Vladimir Kozlov and Chris Masters on Friday. Like, I don't think they wanted to fucking hear that.
Yes, he released talent. Mm-hmm. Talent are going
to
get released.
And no, he doesn't. And no, he doesn't call them. He just faxes the two of them, and that's it.
That's how it is. Talent are going to get released. Get over it. People are going to. That's how the way the world fucking works. That's how jobs work. You're going to get your job cut.
Fired someone? You're a devil.
You're evil because you release talent. Either though they got so much fucking talent.
Mm-hmm.
They got so much talent hoarding. Everyone complains about that. The fact that they bring so much talent into the PC. And then y'all say, oh, like, I never understand this shit. Y'all complain and cry that certain talent aren't being booked well and that they should be released. But yet when they do get released, it's a whole, oh, I can't believe. Oh, yes, but you were just saying 2 weeks ago you wanted the said talent to get released because they took an L on Monday Night Raw.
They want, no. Here's how it is. They want them to leave. They don't want to get have them get released, because then WWE will look like the bad guy to them.
Bitch, it don't matter how they leave, as long as they fucking leave and go to a better company that can get booked them.
If they hear like Peyton Royce quit, they'd be like, "Yeah, Peyton, good on you." But if they hear WWE release Peyton Royce, "Oh fuck you, WWE! How dare you release Peyton
what
Royce?"
What the difference make? As long as they fucking leave and go to a better fucking company.
No,
a company that'll book them fucking well.
Some people do.
You think Peyton Royce had balls? I mean, she had balls for that one Raw Talk promo.
Her mom
and
balls.
And guess what? If your Faith had balls, they would have been left the company before, even like 2 months into their shitty booking. They would have been left it. But they collected that paycheck. Now, did they?
And good on them.
And good on them.
Get that money.
And then y'all trying to make it about CM Punk. That's weird. Well, he don't care.
That's one of his buddies.
Did he start a union?
Hey.
Are all these wrestlers that y'all going up, all these wrestlers that, oh my God, they're shitting, oh my God, they're doing this on the end of, like, last year, and they releasing all these wrestlers doing the pan. Are they going to start a union? Oh, are they going to start a union? Are they? No. They're not going to start one. The world's going to go around. We're going to tune into SmackDown tomorrow. You're going to support your faves. You're going to clap it up for the moment, for whatever happens with Roman, whatever happens with Bianca. Y'all going to get over this shit, and we're going to move the fuck on, because that's the way wrestling works. We all still tune into wrestling. We all still tune to WWE, no matter what the fuck shit.
Whether you love him or hate him, you still tune in. And if you don't, good for you.
All you gotta do, good for you. If you want to turn to another company because Samoa Joe's about to go there,
but let's not act like WWE is the only scummy ass promotion. Oh, look, I'm gonna call them out for what they did. Like, it's like that whole excuse, but it's not surprising. It's like, this is what they do. I'm used to it. Don't make it right, but like, don't act like this is like the end of the world. And like, oh my God, this just in. WWE only cares about making money. Really? You don't say.
When they're gonna show off their quarterly ratings in the next couple days, and when they got Peacock money, like if you want to come at WWE because they still got Velveteen or Matt Riddle or all these other, like, yeah, they got them and they should have been released them. Should have been released them, but they going by the whole quote unquote technicality rule and not quote unquote fighting anything. So of course they're not gonna fucking release them. They see them as stars.
Whoever they see as stars and people that they can make money with, they'll do it. I don't think Velveteen Dream's one of them, because like I think they're probably gonna slowly release him.
They lost Sullivan him.
He hasn't been on TV in forever.
For months on end. But yeah, like, and then people are overdoing it with them being worried.
Oh, yeah, because they only have 9 women's wrestlers on there.
Lucha's like, you know, I understand it's rough with the women's division right now, but it's like, y'all act like Billy Kay, Mickey James,
but they were never on TV.
Was on TV at, like,
that was the only one.
Billy Kay was the most they were getting TV time.
Look,
until
look, they do lose value, maybe, of her as, like, a comic relief character for the like division, I guess, on SmackDown. That her best role is just on the TV shows in segments. That's her role.
But she wasn't. It's not like she was being pushed towards a major title. It wasn't like she was gonna face Sasha Banks or Bayley or Bianca Belair or anything like that.
We just
that.
We
like,
lost the we lost like, a comic relief act that people enjoyed, but you know.
She barely had any that much impact on the division beyond, like, she was funny, I guess, but she hadn't, like Chelsea, she was barely used. Mickey James was barely used. They were not used before they got released, and they were bit, and they, like, it's not going
to impact. Have we heard, like, Tamina got released? Or, like,
Because she's been used.
That would be different. Lately. We'd be like, what the hell's going on?
Exactly. Billy was off TV for like at least 2 months before these last couple weeks. That's it. So it's like, you know, they got 9 women as of right now, but it's like y'all acting like they're not going to call
it. We got so many women down there.
And then, you know, they still got Sasha Banks, Bayley, Bianca Belair. Those three going to intertwine with each other the next couple months. And then they're working on Becky Lynch, who's on her way back probably in the next couple months. So it's like, I get it. It scales right now and the vision looks thin, but it's like Dirty has a plan. And they're waiting on Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey to come back. And they're going to call up Io Shirai and Toni Storm and probably Tegan Knox or Dakota Kai. So this whole conversation will be done with. Y'all over panic too much. And then y'all over worrying about Bianca when she hasn't even made SmackDown.
Knowing that she's done with the whole NXT3 thing. Which we'll get to that.
Like, damn. Y'all, like, as long as she's being booked well and great as a champion, she having decent feuds, she's getting more TV time, she's getting promos, she feels like a fucking champion, y'all should not worry about who she's about to face. Because you know she's going to make the most out of it, and it's going to be great shit every fucking time. You know it's going to be way better than Sasha.
Man.
Like,
that slipped out.
Way better than Sasha's. I'm sorry, but it's like as long as she's not getting 5.
But honestly, hey, I'll say this: Sasha Banks' title reign was worth it just for that WrestleMania move alone.
I mean, the ending, yes. The ending and beginning, yes. Everything else is just like filler to hell that I cannot remember. And
I mean, if half of it's Carmella, then that's expected.
That's not like I just know.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be great. Don't panic when it comes to Bianca. Maybe they can panic when it comes to Rhea.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I mean, we can get to that later, or we want to get to it now. Yeah.
We can get to it later.
Well, we want to get to what you want to get to right now.
I guess Charlotte being back.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we gotta do this. Yeah. So the night after Mania. So I mean, first Mania since 31 that we didn't get Charlotte. So like first WrestleMania since 31 to not have Charlotte Flair on the show. So big deal, big deal. But like we were thinking, oh, she's gonna take a break. Nope, night after Mania she comes back. So she waited right after WrestleMania. After the Asuka Rhea match, which, oh, the Asuka Rhea match.
Which one? The one at Mania, the one like on Raw?
Before that.
She called
okay, yeah.
Before that match.
Yeah, yeah. The one at Mania was okay, but man, then the one on Raw was just bad. But,
I was like, okay, like, you had my thoughts on the one.
It was underwhelming. I was like, I'll say that.
I don't know, like, yeah, but I was like, maybe I should see by that rematch how it's going to go, because maybe it's like one of those situations where they don't automatically click, but they will click later on when they have more matches against each other. So I was like, like, should I really judge it too critically? And then you get to Monday, and I see everyone's like, oh my God, like, saying how bad it is. And I'm like, how bad are you talking? Like, it can't be worse than a Mania match, right?
Like, way
and
worse.
Like, no, it's fucking worse.
Like disaster levels, and then we saw the clip.
Like the move,
the electric
like
chair,
the spot,
attempt.
Like
the
missile drop kick,
even the DDT on the apron. Like every spot just looked clunky, bad. The worst thing about the Mania match was this: it got boring at times. This was just bad. Bad.
Like, I never seen Asuka have this much
even
of a
with
bad
Alexa.
Fucking match.
This might be worse than her match with Alexa on Raw.
I can't believe I'm saying it.
This is the worst match in the main
roster.
Is
this the worst match in WWE, period?
Then again, yeah. I think about the Carmelo
match. No,
it's matches.
The Carmelo
match. It's either
no.
this or the Carmelo match. Jesus Christ.
Nothing's stopping. Nothing's bottoming that. No, nothing's getting more of that. But this is bad. Right. It has not been the best first couple months for Rhea, or best month or so for Rhea on the main roster, to say the least.
Like, you know, I said my things about her and, like, said how, you know, like, because I'm looking at this on all angles with her and how, you know, how I think she is overrated. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's a good talent, and I think she
okay.
does have things to go far within this company, but I do think she's overrated
mm-hmm.
by fans. I think that she should have been ready for this, how she should have been performed. Like, because how can you not click with Asuka? It's fucking Asuka. Asuka has great matches with almost everyone
like,
she touches with.
Right.
She's just
mm-hmm.
that girl. She's that performer. But it's like Rhea is the first true one that cannot have at least one decent
well,
match.
No, it's Carmella. Carmella. It's Carmella and Rhea. Those are the two that can't do it.
Yeah,
okay.
One more time, I'm not going to post this. And we're going to start over. So, like, you know, I think she's hella over. I think she has talents. I think she can go in the ring. But, like, that's a big red flag. You're not being able to click with Asuka and meet off the bat. But meanwhile, she's also an NXT call-up, like a recent NXT call-up. And it's like, NXT call-ups, it takes a while for them to adjust to the main roster. Like, you saw it with Shayna last year. It took her a while for her to fully adjust. And everyone, and she was getting all those criticisms, including for us, from a lot of people she was getting criticized for. But she took all those criticisms and took being on Raw Talk, took from being on Raw Underground and all those, like, working with Nia and working with Sasha and Bayley and turned her out. And now you see her, she's more entertaining and she's thriving while not being pushed in the main event scene. Rhea Ripley is practically in the same spot that Shayna's in. And when she is in the main event scene, they're giving her so much too fucking quickly. And now she's in a sink or swim position. She got more eyes on her since she's champion. Since she beat Asuka and she's facing Asuka and she's facing Charlotte. It's truly a mix of can she hang with the top talent in this amount of short time? They continue to do the same thing with Rhea. This is the third time doing it in which they give us so much too quickly. They did in NXT UK giving her the belt, like being the first UK champion. They did it in NXT when they gave her Shayna, they gave her War Games, had her beat Sasha, all that stuff, Survivor Series. They gave her all that. And she quickly fizzled out by the time Bianca was on the come up and by the time Charlotte
right.
got to her. And then Io Shirai and all that stuff. And now they're doing it all over again. And I understand the situations are a little bit different. But at the same time, you didn't have to put the belt on her. You should have kept the belt on Asuka. Kept the belt on Asuka, and you have Rhea Chase. All they could have did just have a chase. But to be honest, they couldn't even have... Don't put her in the title scene. Let her build her way to the title scene. The fact that they immediately threw her out there on... Threw her out there, and she... It was all up to her. Can she fucking hang? Because Dirty, they could just throw you out there, but it's up to you. Can you fucking hang and can you live up to your push? And if you can't live up to your push, then why the fuck are you being trusted in this main event spot?
Right.
Like, this is all on her at the end of the fucking day. Because they did it with Lacey, and look what happened. She flopped. Look at Alexa. Charlotte. All these white women continue to fucking flop. And have mediocre to bad performances, but yet they continue to get a chance. Meanwhile, the likes of Bianca has to scratch her way to the top. The likes of Naomi has to scratch her way to the top and then get knocked down all the way 15 steps back. Sasha Banks, black women have to be held down and be told to wait their fucking tummy while you get these white women like Rhea Ripley all the fucking time, getting ton after ton and flopping every fucking time. And meanwhile, it's okay for them to have a mediocre performance. But meanwhile, also, y'all let Rhea slide for this, for her, for these performances when she's not performing consistently and then she's on the verge of injuring someone. Meanwhile, y'all gave Brie Bella all the shit. Y'all give Nia Jax all the shit. Y'all give Sasha Banks shit. Multiple fucking times, y'all gave women of color, a black woman, or women who were melanin skin, more shit for attempting, or like at least it looks like they're injuring someone, or they did injure someone. But yet y'all let Rhea Ripley slide. Y'all gonna let Charlotte slide. Y'all let every other white or every white woman that's injuring someone slide and sympathizing with them. The difference with me is that I'm trying to look at this at all fucking angles because I don't think this is mainly a black
nothing and white is. Situation. Well, almost nothing is.
Like, she's an NXT call-up that got to learn her way into this push, but yet the fact of the matter is she should have been ready for this. She had months to get ready for this. They called her up by, when did they call, like, you know, she was done with NXT after the Rumble, right? And there was rumbling she was going to be called up to the main roster. And they put her on the Raw, and they started debuting her stuff around late February, March time. And then she gets officially called up by the last, like, the last 2 weeks of Mania.
Yeah, because they were doing vignettes for a while, and we didn't know how long it
was. She had all this time to figure out who her character is, who Rhea Ripley is going to be on the main roster, her getting her cardio right, her performances, all this stuff. She had, like, 4 months of time to be ready, and she's not. But yet, y'all claim that Bianca Belair wasn't ready. Y'all claim that she wasn't ready. Y'all said that she shouldn't win the Rumble. Y'all said, but yet Rhea Ripley should, so she could face Charlotte and get her fucking quote unquote redemption story. Y'all said that she shouldn't be inserted into that Mania that Mania triple threat last year because it's Rhea Ripley's time. Rhea Ripley peaked when she faced Shayna Baszler and had, you know, the crowd behind her. She had the War Games stuff. She had Survivor. That was literally her fucking peak. And the crowd made her. It wasn't anything she did. It was the crowd making her. She's literally the Charlotte and Paige. She's both of them at the same fucking time. Because she got the cool look. She... Like Paige, and you know, like she looks like a star and all that. But meanwhile, at the same time, she's getting booked like both. And meanwhile, she's having mediocre performances like both. And she get overhyped and overrated. Meanwhile, you got someone, Bianca Belair, who always consistently outperforms herself every fucking time. Who's a better storyteller, who's way better on the mic, who's better at selling, bumping everything that she does. She's more layered. And you're wondering why people are more behind her than Miss Rhea Ripley? And why she actually feels more authentic with her push than Miss Rhea Ripley?
Because it's not just the performances at Mania that were different. It's just consistent.
I mean, the performances at Mania show more specifically because Bianca's been fucking ready. And she never drops the fucking ball. Meanwhile, Rhea is like she's too inconsistent. Well, Bianca had nerves, and look what happened. She turned her nerves into the best, like, magic. I'm sorry, old girl chokes.
Like, at the end, the Bianca Rhea comparison is never going to go away. It's just not going to go away.
It's the Sasha and Charlotte of this generation. Because you got Rhea, who always was getting the hype even before she got mega pushed. And then you got Bianca, who people try to, like, say, well, maybe could be she's mid. Like, you know, people were saying she's mid-card at best. Meanwhile, Rhea was the shit, apparently, to them. And Bianca has one decent performance that will come to her head. But meanwhile, if Rhea has a mediocre ass performance, they give her the benefit of the fucking doubt. Same thing with Naomi, same thing with Sasha Banks.
Have you seen Bianca have a performance as bad as when Rhea had that match with Toni Storm in her title defense?
Oh my god, that's when I knew. Like, that was fully when it was bad, Rhea. When she,
I mean,
she
they've never had Tony. Good chemistry, but man.
Like, Bianca always overshadowed Rhea. Like, from when that one.
I mean, she overshadowed Carla, too.
When she was like, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. You don't even go here, and I'm better than you. From that moment on, she was
and then also lapping around Charlotte during that other feud too.
I mean, she was lapping around Rhea even beforehand, but yet Rhea was just getting the push. People were saying that Bianca Belair, even after Rhea won the title, that Bianca should have been the one. That Bianca was the one to win. That should have won.
Right.
So it's like, on one hand, I'm trying to like, trying to see, can she grow into this? Can she get into it? Can she
Of course she can. Whether she is going to. I feel like she has the tools to. Athletically, I feel like she does. I feel like, but it's just right now,
it has to do with that connection. She has to gain that connection with the fans right now. And I'm not just talking about like, you know, fans like in the, I'm talking about like just the casual viewer and like just main roster viewers in general. Because again, she came in so quick because they got time with Bianca. Like they built it up with Bianca on the main roster. It took a year.
It took her 1 year to finally get to the same.
And really, it shouldn't be right away for the most part for some people. Like, I'm glad the journey was this long for Bianca, so we could get to WrestleMania. It would be, I mean.
But at the same time, it takes us this fucking long. Meanwhile, a white woman
immediately
gets it immediately on the
in which we day. Know, like, she is not That's ready even close to the level that Bianca is.
People thought she was ready because of
NXT. No one is ready because of NXT.
Because of Triple H. Because of, you know, the match with EO, the stuff with Raquel, all that. They thought she was ready because of WrestleMania last year. She had a way fucking better performance
than
WrestleMania last year. Way better.
I feel like it was better because she was also the baby face in the match selling, and I feel like her selling that match while her on offense just kind of slowing it down and kind of just making it kind of boring.
Oh, yeah.
People were comparing her to my time Triple H, but no, I feel like that was in the ring. That was Reign of Terror Triple H because it was slow. Yeah, just kept slowing down.
Rhea and Bianca are a case of one is always going to be great regardless of booking. She's always going to be great. She was great before she got the main event push booking, and she's going to be great afterwards. She was great when she was in NXT, and like you saw it all the fuck. I mean, I do the threats, and like, oh, Rhea's only great. Well, let me put an asterisk there. Rhea could be great even with the booking, but she's not. Because even you see now, she gets the booking, and they're giving it all to her, but she's flopping.
Exactly.
Bianca's great regardless. Rhea Ripley is if, maybe, could be, she might be, this, right. that, or third. And then you get Charlotte, who may have a turn on Raw. I thought she was taking a full break, but no, she comes back right after WrestleMania. She looks great, hair straightened, like all this stuff. She gets on the mic, you know, and she's cutting a shoot promo, I'm guessing, giving. Like, she's saying that the girls are jealous of her, that the girls were happy that she wasn't at WrestleMania because that means they get a spot, and calling Rhea Ripley an opportunist. Like, she's name-dropping the girls. Like, she's saying that how Asuka is being a coward because Charlotte challenged her right before WrestleMania, but Asuka never accepted. She's saying she cannot help that, you know, situations happen, and then they immediately trust her with it. Or, like, you know, she's a franchise player and all that. How she was left off of WrestleMania because she wasn't invited. Or some, all this stuff. Okay. And I did not hate the promo. Like, I'm not agreeing with it, but I didn't.
I don't hate that Charlotte finally being herself on the mic. Entitled.
The only thing I had a problem with was her saying that. Like, it's the typical Charlotte. Number one, it's the typical Charlotte.
There's nothing new. It's just It's all the stuff she's always been saying, which is amped.
It's the typical Charlotte promo in which she's like, oh, I'm not apologizing for who I am. I'm that bitch. I've been dominating the division for 6+ years. I win titles. No one can touch me. This, that, and third. It's a typical Charlotte promo. If you hear one promo from her, you heard them all practically. All she really added to this was, oh, saying Rhea Ripley's an opportunist. Asuka is a coward. The girls are, you know, hyped up for me that I wasn't at WrestleMania. That's really all she added. It was mainly a shoot style of her promo and how she really
feels. But it's the same stuff she always says. Lately. It's consistent. You know?
Yes.
Like, bow down to the queen. Woo.
My only problem is that her saying humble. That she's been, like, some of the lines are humble. And I'm like, bitch, when have you ever been humble? Because you always brag about the fact that you're winning titles. You always brag about the fact that
this, you've been dominating. This promo was not nearly as bad as the one she did on Raw Talk that one time.
Oh, yeah.
That was legit, ooh. Like, you really feel this way, Charlotte. Damn.
Like, I feel like she, like, the way she cut the promo was a lot better.
You're squeaking.
But,
sorry about that.
Yeah, but I just didn't hate it. I was like, okay, I can take it in. All right, sure. So she made her attention clear that she's going after Asuka and Rhea.
You were just so fixated on the beauty at that point. You were like, okay.
Well, I mean, I could criticize her and, you know, view the promo and say, see what she's saying, and also like be like, oh my god.
I mean, it's the first thing you see. I mean, it's hard to ignore.
But I don't like she. I had a bold take on Asuka versus Rhea, and I didn't know how I felt about it at that time. But I didn't want to immediately say it because I know how Twitter's going to be. But I think Charlotte further proved it that day that she should have been in the match, if anything, because she had to store like she is like she's the heel. She's the one that has the most like that is the connection between Asuka and Rhea. Because Rhea feuded with Asuka last year. Asuka's getting beaten so many times by Charlotte. She's the connection. Because they tried to make a story out of Asuka Rhea and it didn't work. It just came out of nowhere. So my thing was, I think Asuka was the heat magnet to they should have put into WrestleMania. Not that, oh, she's going to deliver or anything, but I think just her being there would have made people care about the match, whether it's they hate her, they love her, this, and the third. I think she would have added more.
That's fair enough, but like, yeah, I can see that. I mean, I don't agree. Like, I'm fine with it, but at the end of the day, yeah, the way they told the story, like, you can't just, I mean, they couldn't just ignore the Charlotte promo that she cut that one week. And I'm glad they did. I'm glad they didn't just ignore that. So what you're saying is
it should have been a triple threat. I feel like it was going to be a triple threat Mania.
And now we're gonna get the triple threat probably at WrestleMania Backlash, which yes, that's actually what it's called. No, WrestleMania Backlash. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd add that.
I think Rhea's gonna retain there, and then you know it's gonna be weird because that means Charlotte have to be chasing she'll be the heel chasing while Rhea is
and Asuka's eating the pin.
Yeah,
I mean, at least they didn't do what I thought they were going to do and just have Asuka lose again tonight, and then that was it. At least they're giving her.
I told you she was not definitively losing.
I mean, we didn't think it'd be because of Charlotte. I mean,
the fact that Charlotte was like after Charlotte came back, I was like, it is going to be a triple threat.
Yeah, that was. Hey, I mean, it was one of her better promos. I wouldn't put it over the one she like the last promo she cut on Rick. Like that would probably still be her best.
Yeah.
That being said, still Charlotte.
Because she got to work. Let's see. Can Charlotte like again?
And then I mean, at the end of the day, it's still fuck Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm, again, Like, again, this is another. The fact that they had to turn her heel after.
Like, even when you, like you showed me her promo, and I was like, I don't want to watch it. I'm like, no.
No. No, let's talk about it. She came back at TLC. Everyone was loving her. We want Charlotte. We want Charlotte. All this stuff. Everyone was loving her. All that stuff. And it went downhill after that. It went downhill. And now she has to be a heel. Because she flops every fucking. Because
she's not likable. Like, her character's not likable.
She's really
Ashley Flair, like, anytime it's not having to do with wrestling, she's likable, but. Like, I feel like Ashley Flair, the person. Like, Ashley Flair, the person, is likable. I've seen her, like, in interviews. Like, she seems chill. Like, but when she's Charlotte Flair, when she turns the character up to 11, it's hard for me to like her. It's hard for anyone to like her.
There's nothing voodoo about Charlotte Flair. And that's fine, okay? But I need WWE to realize that, you know, anytime you turn her face and be around other more talented women, fans want to get behind the more talented women over her. And she's not really doing all that much great work.
I mean, imagine they try to turn Nia Jax face again.
Those two just should not be
babyface. At the end of the day, it just doesn't work.
So, more likely, she will have a mediocre, no-selling performances in the ring. And then, it's going to be real interesting. Her versus Rhea, part two. Those matches, because
now they're both overrated.
Well,
here's the weird thing. Now they're both
heels. That match is hella overrated.
What?
No, Rhea's a face.
Tweener. Oh, yeah. Because the thing on NXT,
She's not full heel. She's a tweener.
Yeah.
She's a tweener at the most.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Shaw's a heel. So, like, their match now with Rhea, you see how she's performing, and you see how Charlotte's been performing for the past year at them. If y'all want to, like, give her credit for it, like, but y'all see how she performs. So it's going to be way interesting. Can they live up to that WrestleMania match that y'all love so fucking much? Which I don't think they will. Charlotte don't have it in her to do that. Rhea Ripley don't have it within her to do that. They cannot do that. The match is fine, but I tune out like 5 minutes in after, you know, the Riptide and Charlotte kicks out. I tune out after that. And it's just Charlotte just dominating fucking Rhea. That's boring. It. For the rest of the 20 minutes, she's just dominating her and Rhea just selling. And I'm like, okay, is Rhea going
to
like.
There was no reason for it to be as long as it was.
You could have just shaved like a good 10 minutes off that match.
There was no reason for it to be as long.
10 minutes. It's not like Rhea, she comes back at the end for the next 8 minutes and then, you know, Charlotte just. You know, beats her at the end. No, it's just Charlotte just dominates her for the rest of the match, and Rhea has to, like, eventually Rhea gets in, but it's like for 2 minutes because Charlotte gets her ass. So it's like, what's the point of me getting behind? Like, if you're gonna do this, at least try to do it like the way Bianca Sasha did it, because that's how you do it.
How you build it.
They made magic. Rhea Charlotte didn't.
I mean, there's obvious reasons for that, but yeah. Beyond just, you know, sheer talent. But yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, they're not going to. I mean, Rhea Charlotte is not going to do a damn thing close to what Sasha and Bianca did. Like, and then we got to talk about this NXT 3.
I mean, do we want to talk about the Fiend Orton?
I'd rather not think about the Fiend Orton thing at all. Because,
God. We got it, though.
So Orton just won the fucking feud. Just flat out won the feud.
Dude, the way, you know, because I paid attention to the betting on going to WrestleMania. I paid attention to it, and the Fiend was one of, like, two out of two people. He was the one that was
it should have been so obvious, right?
Yeah, you would think, you know,
it should have been a squash break. Match, or it should have been a cinematic match, one of the two.
Yeah, so it's like no brainer, right? Like everyone's gonna get money off the Fiend and all that, but no,
how fucking bad the Fiend character's been booked, and like how badly like he's been fucking it up, like with just his match quality and everything. Like this should have just been like, okay, maybe this is our way to revitalize the Fiend a little bit. He does the big comeback in front of a live crowd. You know, he's over. He beats Orton in 2 or 3 minutes, a la Taker Kane at WrestleMania 20, and we can try selling more Fiend masks again. You know, that be like, okay, you know, the Fiend is back. The Fiend looks like a monster again. Nope. Nope. What we get? For context, before we see the Fiend, even we see Randy Orton in white gear for some reason. Which Edge also wore white gear. They wore the same kind of gear. It's kind of nice little homage there. Then we see a big giant Jack in the Box on the ramp. We see freaking Alexa Bliss, like the Fiend is coming out of this box, and he's here to job. And you know he comes out, and you know like 5-6 minutes, like. Fiend is dominating, and then lights go out again, and all of a sudden we see Alexa Bliss coming out of the Jack in the Box. I don't fucking know, like oil dripping down her, some kind of bullshit. Basically, Alexa Bliss is the Paul Bearer to Bray Wyatt's Fiend, or to the Fiend's Undertaker. And then one RKO. 1, 2, 3. Like, what was the fucking point? What was the point, Asia?
Dude, you see why and I don't then, type that shit over.
And then, if you thought maybe an explanation would be made, no, lights go out, they're gone, that's it. Tune in to Raw to find out.
I ain't tuning to Raw at all. The only thing I,
hey, Asia. No more clout chasing. No more clout chasing. Hey, that's all I got out of that, you know? If Bray Wyatt seems happy, you know what? Good for him. But he's freed man. He's a freed man now. Even though, you know, he's the one who attacked her in the first place. And so yeah, let's just get to it. This was not the original plan to finish.
Oh, according to Fightful Select, it was not.
What happened was, who's the man? Who's the man we got to thank for this?
Sound like Bruce Pritchard and Vince McMahon.
Exactly. I mean Vince, obviously, but the man along with Vince, fucking Bruce.
Because for the longest time, it was set for Bray to win, for the Fiend to win, but overall, they changed their mind over the weekend, or like the last couple days, and then.
Lesson learned, people, don't bet on WWE matches. Vince McMahon likes to change his mind last second. This is not the first time, nor the last time he's going to do this.
Even the matches where you think is for sure thing.
Taker versus Lesnar, Mania 30.
Yup.
I wonder, if there had to have been betting odds at that point. How much money do you think people would have lost on that one? Like the Mania 30 Taker Lesnar match?
Brock versus Roman? Because everyone was thinking Roman.
Jesus. Oh, Fiend. Even Fiend versus Seth at Crown Jewel. I feel like no one, like in their right mind, thought Fiend was winning that. Like, just out of nowhere. But this is not the good kind of out of nowhere. And I'm not even saying not good, as in I'm like, oh, the Fiend is buried, which, I mean, I don't even give a shit about that. I really don't care. The point, what I care about is that this was all just a giant waste of time. Not like I was invested in the feud anyways, but if anyone was invested in the feud, my God, was this, like, the biggest freaking disappointment ever. And it's over. Orton came out the next night and basically said, yeah, I'm done with that shit. Where's my title match? So that's it.
Yeah.
So now we're just going to get Bray and Alexa doing their thing. So maybe a le- some people I've heard this. The hey, if they do this, I'll be shocked. But like, maybe Alexa will like get someone else to fight the Fiend, and someone brought up Aleister Black. I don't see that happening. Like, because like the whole pentagram thing.
Look, people.
It used to be I could look at the like the details when it comes to the Fiend's character and like connect the dots, but there's no connecting the dots anymore with the Fiend.
Scrap it. Scrap the whole thing. Scrap that. Scrap the shit with Alexa. Scrap it all, because man, it's not gonna be interesting. It's not gonna be cute. It's nothing. It's gonna be a waste of goddamn time. Like, it's been a waste of goddamn time since the Fiend came. It's been a waste of time with Alexa too, because like, how cool, well, she's acting.
Doing is turning on Logan Paul apparently, because there's a video that's circulating around, and we've been telling you guys there's a reason why we think this character's suspect. We've been telling you guys that there's some pedophilic vibes to this, and of course Logan Paul was watching Alexa doing her little pedophilic bullshit, and he's like, I'm kind of turned on, not gonna lie. No, this shit is for weirdos. I've known this. I've the Alexa thing in that form of her character is just fucking weird. I'm like, no, that is catering to a fan base that I do not want to see. Mm-mm. No. Just no. Like, I'm over it. I'm over the whole Fiend Alexa shit. Like, it's like, damn. Like, and you look how we were a year ago with the John Cena match, which I freaking love that shit. Like, that actually made sense. They actually ended the way it should have. Like, it made it all, the dots were all connected. It made sense. There was nothing that made sense this entire feud. Nothing. I dare someone to try to make sense out of this. And why would you waste your time doing that? Just watch Julia.
Yeah, watch Julia. Support life Julia. Julia. Give your life to mm-hmm. Julia. Everything with Julia. Julia.
But yeah, that's all I got to say about that. So what were we going to talk about after that? Yep. Oh, what did you want to talk about after that? Because I forgot what I wanted to talk about before that. What you doing?
Just typing. Now we could talk about NXT on Tuesday. Ew.
Oh, and the NXT fans that fucking suck. And yep. Why the fuck are you booing Wesley? Who, like, since MSK came in, like, they loved them when they first got there. I don't get what happened, but I'm not surprised, because we are looking at the same fickle-ass fan base of NXT, and they have been for years between the whole, we can't have NXT in Brooklyn. We have to have every takeover in Full Sail, and we can't have our fucking promotion grow and actually do great things because, you know, we're selfish pricks. You have that. You have Sasha's Ratchet thing. There are so, like, NXT fans have always sucked, and I already did my whole rant piece on Twitter about the Triple H shit. Like, I'm sorry, that whole product, like, with them crowning the two MAGAs and them keeping all those.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Oh, can you? Oh, I'm sorry, did I cut off? Shit, where did I leave off on? Because I was talking for a while.
Something about...
Yes, I mean, this is like the stuff that his product caters to. Like, they cheered Raquel, they cheered Cross, but they're gonna freaking boo MSK. This is the whole where they keep the abusers and the pedos. It fucking sucks. Like, I've not been able to get in their products like long term, other than maybe a couple storylines. Like, the Cole O'Reilly thing was good. Like, their women's division has been like it's there at parts, but like, I will also have to see how Raquel does as champion, because she, like, as a talent, she's been delivering every single time. I'll say that right now. So far, it's just a matter of time. like she's gonna sink or swim or not. I don't know. What do you think?
About Raquel? Oh, well, I think she's. I think there's gonna be a difference between Raquel and Rhea. People think that Rhea's gonna be made, but I think Raquel's a better wrestler than Rhea. I think Raquel's a better performer than Rhea, a better intense wrestler and dominant than Rhea. I think she's. I think you know that people are gonna overrate her for sure. She's definitely gonna get overrated, but I think she's gonna perform well within this title reign. When you got the likes of Mercedes Martinez, maybe the Io Shirai rematch. Saray, who's coming in, I think she's going to deliver in high pressure situations and these big matches. That she's like, I mean, we saw her against Io, we saw her against Rhea, we've been seeing her for the last year, and so how much she's grew. So I think she'll be fine. I think she'll do very well. I'm not clapping it up for her or anything, but I think she's going to be having a very decent reign as champion.
I'm not interested one bit, but yeah, we'll see.
Well, I don't have to be interested, but I can at least give her somewhat credit.
She hasn't dropped the ball yet. Like, I can't say she's dropped the ball yet. So, do I agree with them pushing her this fast? I mean, if she hasn't fucked up, I guess I can't be like too mad, but I don't know. Meanwhile, with Cross, it's like, other than the match he had with Finn, like anything he's done has been just kind of mid, and plus he's a shitty human being. So, and then we get to Ivelisse. Oh boy, Karma is a beautiful bitch, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Karma is a beautiful bitch, man. Oh, I the examples of her being unprofessional and her just like how can you? I'm sorry, who the hell has a problem with Thunder Rosa? Honestly,
oh, like, yeah.
Both. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm sorry, good riddance. Like, she's been nothing but just a toxic, like. She's been nothing but like toxic to the locker room, like to on Twitter with the whole depression stuff, trying to downplay that shit, saying it's just a phase. Well, your career is just a phase. Good riddance, best of luck. No, worst of luck in your future endeavors. Fuck yourself. That's all I gotta say. Like I after watching that match she had with Thunder Rosa and you see her selling the way she is, just not giving a shit, how am I supposed to believe that it's Thunder Rosa being the one unprofessional? Like, come on. It's ridiculous.
Like, I'm so, I will never feel bad for someone that continues to burn her own fucking bridges and be the reason why she want to cause issues for every promotion she steps in front of. She continues to do that. But yet she claims it's mistreatment for AEW officials.
It always goes with it. I mean, I don't know what other big company would want her at this point, other than just the indies.
No one wants her. No one's touching her beyond the indie promotion that continue to use her. Like, she burned her own bridge with Impact. She practically pulled a Tesla.
Let's not talk about Tesla.
But she did that. You having issues with Thunder Rosa? Thunder Rosa, who helped uplift everyone she comes in contact with, who's no one has anything bad to say about her, who got Mission Pro Wrestling, and she's training all these girls with Jazz, who's an excellent pro wrestler, who is just so sweet and so nice to be around, and you got issues with her because you decided not to want to do the job for her?
This is like low-key not wanting the freaking job for Cesaro. Like, for what? Yeah. Like, what did he do to you? What did Thunder Rosa do to you? That is weird behavior, man.
It's just wild. It's wild, and it's like, Karma got her ass once again, and everyone dunking on her and clowning on her. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad that she got her ass ate up. We tell AEW not to hire her. We tell them don't do that shit. But they did.
And ever since those depression tweets, it was like fuck you forever. Like, let's be real. Like, that's when I was done.
I don't like. No one should feel bad for that bitch.
No one should miss her. What did she bring to the table, really? Ever? Was she really that charismatic? Was she ever really that great? Her in-ring work, like, especially at the tail end, was it really that good? Like, good riddance.
Karma's a bitch.
Well, that's not nice to say about Oscar Kong. But, you know. But yeah, like, good riddance, bye. And again, AEW, like, you made this mistake with Bea Priestley. Now you're making it with Ivelisse. Like, stop. Like, we keep telling you guys.
The division's going to get better not using her. It's addition by subtraction.
Like, that AEW women's division is looking just fine without her.
It's way better without her.
I mean, they have a really good division right now. Like, they're kind of killing it. And everyone's been saying lately, especially with the last episode of AEW, thank God Brandi got pregnant. Because yeah. Jade versus Red Velvet. Whew.
Yeah.
That blue thunder bomb by Jade was... Right. It's going to be scary once she, like, because she's green right now, but wait till she's just, like, completely seasoned and it's going to be over.
Red Velvet, she does not get a lot of credit for how she's making Jay look fantastic. Like, she's not getting a lot of credit. Like, people hype up Tanera, which is, you know, Tanera's doing good. She's improving and all that, but they're not hyping her up, like...
They're not hyping Red Velvet up, like the way they should be. For how good she's making Jay to look, and how...
Red Velvet was the best first opponent for Jade.
She, like, who could bring it to her? She had, like, talent. She had the talent. She had, like, the, like, attitude and, like, the personality to bring it to her.
She's the right talent that could take L's, but still look great, make her opponent look great, athletically great, like a wonderful baby face, and just has all this, like, her look. Her gear and like how she just like she's gotten better with her presentation overall too, and she just stands up against someone like Jade, who continues to say that she's that bitch, that she owns a division that just you know gonna take over and over that, and so it just further like they did great.
I loved it.
Yes.
And again, Jade is just like she's holding that title by the end of this year. There's no way she's
either the end of this year or by early next year. It just depends. It depends on how they go with the division and who gets next and what.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll have to see about that. But like, man, it's looking good. It's looking good. What else? Shit. Really nothing else on AEW. Like, again, don't even bother with that fucking show.
I could care less about AE flop.
All Elite flops.
Bianca.
We're getting her tomorrow. The first appearance.
I mean, a week she's had is like all this press, you know, coming to NXT after winning the title and main eventing.
Being in the front and center of that photo, I know that's right.
Yes, the center.
But yeah, the whole NXT 3 thing caused some fun on the timeline.
And it's like, damn, y'all can't do your fucking mouth homework. Y'all can't pay a bill. Y'all get easily triggered on the Four Horsewomen thing. Like, they're not even a group. They're not even a full group on television, and y'all upset just because they took a picture. Those three women took a picture and had a cute moment.
So now it's like people are trying to act like it was like those three. Like, it's Bianca and then
Because Bianca's match catalog, I mean, she could match
at
up
the end.
Force,
at the end of the fucking day, they're setting up the
yeah,
future.
And that's the good thing.
Okay,
yes.
They're setting up the future, and they see it as Bianca
and
Raquel.
At least they're confident on who they have for their future. Like the future set, like Bianca, Raquel, and Rhea. Whether they're the best. Well,
that's
I mean, Bianca's
it's
obviously
no
the best.
Threat to the four horsewomen. It's no threat to the four horsewomen or any other woman. It's just they are the new generation coming up. And that's what y'all been wanting. Y'all been wanting a new generation coming up. Especially y'all want women outside of four horsewomen to thrive. And now you got that and three other women. And y'all offended over this photo because why? Is it y'all offended about two of them? If that's it, okay, I'll let y'all have that. And I'm offended by those two because it's like one is a MAGA, the other one is just not that girl. And then, but okay, it's a photo. But at the same time, also, y'all offended about that mouth sign. It's like half of y'all using that sign, but meanwhile, y'all not even good at fucking math.
At the end of the day, like, do your math, and then you can maybe have the right to use that sign.
Everyone being upset over that. I'm like, bitch, y'all got finals coming up. All y'all got finals coming up. And all y'all are not doing, y'all have not studied, y'all not doing the work, y'all not doing it. So meanwhile, y'all getting offended over, like, y'all got other shit to worry about in life. We're in the fucking pandemic. Y'all got faves to support. Shut the fuck up. That everything does not need to be turned into a big fucking discourse and discussion and, like I don't know, like, y'all don't listen to Karen, because at least Karen said it 2 weeks ago, but y'all ain't fucking listen then. And it's like, I gotta treat y'all like shit and make y'all dumb. And because, I mean, y'all act dumb and y'all argue over every fucking thing that does not need to be turned into an argument. Y'all continue to give trolls attention. They do it for the attention, they do it for your rage. And then you turn into a debate and you turn into this huge thing that it doesn't need to fucking be. And it's upsetting, and it's like, you're fucking dumb.
It's upsetting just how fucking dumb you are.
It is, because especially my mutuals do it, and I'm like,
I expect better out of you. It's like when they retweet Ringside News or PW Stream and shit.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, can you... Yeah, I don't have to respond to... Like, stop responding.
Stop responding to polls.
Stop. Yeah.
Stop not worth it. The energy. It's not worth the time.
Y'all give. Like, it's one thing if y'all angry about some things that should be, you know, worthy angry about, but then y'all be angry and giving y'all time to things that are not even worthy to be. It's like, stop that shit. Stop, please, please. Because I hate ignorance. I hate ignorance on my timeline, and like, I try to do better. Like, but y'all won't, and it's like, are y'all dumb? Or do y'all not go to school? Did your mom not raise you right? Have you not gotten the right amount of oxygen? Do y'all not drink water? Do you not study? I don't know. Because at least with me, when I see some bullshit on my timeline, I'm like, I'm 9 times out of 10 now, I barely respond to it. I just scroll and go about my day. And I just post Bianca videos and, you know, FY and watching Fendi Train and all
chill.
That stuff.
Lately, I've just been chilling, just, like, every day. I'm just fucking, like, I'm over it.
I just got a new dog,
and, like, she's my wife right now, so.
I'd rather do fun things and get upset over the most nonsensical things
that's why
that
I
do
haven't
not need to be,
said,
you know.
That's why I haven't even said that much during this podcast. It's like, I care somewhat, but I'm just, like, I'm just enjoying, like, shit.
Not everything needs to be a fucking discussion on the timeline just because, oh my god, it's
who honestly cares about, like, it's 2 made up groups. It's like, at the end of the day, the four horsewomen, like, it's just like they've never even been on TV together. It's just a thing. And in the NXT 3, it's like I get it, like, history is gonna remember the four horsewomen in the NXT 3 for, like, their contributions and stuff like that, and you can compare, but, like, don't make it this big fucking deal.
The fact that people,
and they did it immediately
to the four horse.
Like they didn't get any time. It's like, oh, okay, here we go. They're better than the four horsemen. Like we just got
the
photo.
No one was thinking about the four. No one was thinking about the four horsewomen with them last
week. Exactly. But once we get a photo of them together, and once they have a hashtag, then it's like, oh, well, here we go.
Yeah, because people are threatened.
What? In which case, I mean...
And bored.
Yeah, that's the big thing. They're bored. They're bored.
But meanwhile, when I'm bored, I'm playing or watching the Fanny Train or listening to music or trying to be like...
I'm playing with my dog and playing SmackDown vs. Raw. I'm wasting my life and I don't care. But you know what? It's better to do that than waste my time retweeting Ringside News or doing greater than signs for meaningless debates. Unless it's something obvious, like Bad Bunny being better than Will Ospreay, because that is true. That is actually true.
They're doing greater than signs, but meanwhile they can't even pass like algebra.
You can do greater than signs for things that are obvious, like Bad Bunny being greater than Will Ospreay.
No, you can't, because if you can't even do math right, then why the fuck are you using math?
Last time I did math, I did pretty damn good. So.
Okay, can you at least get past calculus?
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, then. So it's like. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no, bitch.
You love math so much that you're offended. Stop. You love math so much that you're offended that they would use your precious math symbol as a weight for their dumb agendas. That's what it is. You hold math very near and dear to your heart. And they use your math to do stupid shit. You're offended by that.
Yeah, just like I don't know. People are just bored and want things to cry and complain about.
Get a dog. Just get a dog.
I don't know. Eat
Megan Thee Stallion's ass. I mean, her music video just came out.
I really don't know.
Like, take up knitting. You know, something.
I don't know. That was a rough day for me as it is. And then, you know, they want to argue and all that stuff. And I'm like, y'all are weird. Right. Those motherfuckers are weird. And it's like, damn, y'all are not smart. Half of y'all that I follow are not smart. Half of y'all that I thought are smart.
I'm not smart.
At the end of the day. Well, get on my level. Y'all need to get on my level. Get on my level. Get on Karen's level.
Get on Tony's level.
And send me money. Shit, I'm going through something right now.
Get on my level when it pertains to not giving a fuck right now. My dog is climbing on my back. I'm just focusing on that right now. You will not. I will guard it with my life. I will get in the football position. I'll get ready to just. Like, you were not getting near my dog. No. Besides, that dog follows me around all the time, anyways. So I don't think you'd ever be able to get it while I'm gone. So. Yeah. No. Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, I think that's
part. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, I didn't really have as much to say as you did. Obviously, I'm just kind of just resting right now. But you know, like we had to talk about these things. We had to, you know, get on that, and especially with these releases today. I mean, April 15th. That's the new day. You know.
They do it all the fucking, like, it's always right after fucking WrestleMania, no matter what
the but day. But usually not the day, right, like, the same day. That's like, okay. Maybe it's set now. It's probably just coincidence, honestly. But yeah, I think we can call it here. It's been a pretty good podcast. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Sorry I interrupted you, like, a million times. All that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to rest a bit. We'll chat.